I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Thursday, November 10. Coming up, Cabinet approves plan to boost tourism arrivals from Canada. Economic Program Oversight Committee delivers final quarterly review. And National Education Trust receives $45 million donor contributions to date. The details after the break.
Under Section 30 of the Forest Act, offenders can be fined up to $500,000 and sentenced to 2 years in prison for cutting down trees in a forest reserve without a license. And did you know that you need a license to use a chainsaw to cut trees for lumber, even on private property? Call 1-888-FORESTS. That's 1-888-367-3787 to find out more or to report any illicit activity in a forest estate.
Now the news. Co-chair of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, Richard Balls, is commending the government for meeting the quarterly performance targets under the Extended Fund Facility, EFF, agreement with the International Monetary Fund for the 14th consecutive time. This quarterly review is expected to be the final such assessment under the EFF in its current form. EPOC has been tracking the government's performance under the EFF and the efforts of the relevant agencies since March 2013.
The EPOC was the child of the Extended Fund Facility. So once the EFF is done, the life of EPOC as we know it comes to a close. But I am happy that it will come to a close with a record 14th quarterly test approved and passed.
The government recently agreed with the IMF to replace the EFF with a new standby arrangement, which will come into effect once approved by the Executive Board. Approval is expected to come before year's end. Cabinet has given approval for the implementation of a rescue plan for the Canadian tourism market. The objective is to increase arrivals to the island from the North American country for the 2016-2017 winter season, which starts in December.
Approval is for $275,000 to Jamaica Vacations Limited for seat support and $425,000 to the Jamaica Tourist Board for cooperative marketing and promotional support.
Education, Youth and Information Minister Senator Ruel Reid addressing a post-cabinet press briefing at Jamaica House on Wednesday. Senator Reid says the move follows a recent trip to Canada by Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett, where he met with leading tourism stakeholders to discuss declines in arrival from that country. Mr. Bartlett has indicated that the government is targeting in excess of 2 million visitors to the island from the United States and Canada. When combined, the two markets are responsible for more than 1.7 million visitors to the country. Jamaica Vacations Limited, an entity within the Tourism Ministry, helps to maintain and increase visitor numbers through consistent airlift and to grow new markets and gateways. In the meantime, a concept paper is to be developed for a tourism network's policy and strategy. Minister of Education, Youth and Information Senator Ruel Reid says the implementation of the policy will require the collaboration of several ministries. The ministers of Tourism and Transport and Mining will be critically involved in the consultations for the development of the policy and strategy.
Approval was also granted for Jamaica to host the United Nations World Tourism Organization Conference in 2017 to culminate the International Year of Sustainable Tourism for Development.
Meanwhile, a national seed policy is to be tabled in Parliament as a green paper, which will serve as a guide to increasing agricultural productivity to meet Jamaica's requirements for food security and nutrition. This is in light of the agricultural sector contributing 6.6% to total gross domestic product GDP last year. And the National Education Trust, NET, has received contributions valued at approximately $45 million from donors for this calendar year to date. Manager for Public-Private Relationship at the NET, LaToya Harris, says 81 schools, one tertiary institution and one children's home have benefited from items such as books, computers, food, clothing, medical equipment and school supplies from local and overseas donors. She notes that there has been a significant increase in donations, especially from diaspora members who consistently contribute items to their schools.
Items range from computers, which is one of the big areas that we're looking to garner more resources in to support ICT. And we see books, shoes. Recently, we worked with a group that brought in defibrillators.
Ms. Harris was speaking at a recent JIS Think Tank session. The Trust is the arm of the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information with responsibility to facilitate partnerships with the donors for educational infrastructural development. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.